because you can handle the truth.
Incendiary Radio on RBN now, and I'm going to finish up here on this. Father Enzo Volpe, a Cilician priest in Palermo, said Christians have forgotten about the Good Samaritan who healed and took care of the poor. See how they like to discombobulate everything? Young Italians are moving to U.S. and England in search for work and opportunities. What if these countries had stopped Italians at the border like Italy is doing with Africans? What's the difference? Is it because Africans are black? No. It's not because they're black, but that's part of it. You've got these blacks in South Africa, the ANC communists, saying that white people don't even belong on the African continent. And then none of these priests are saying anything about that, are they? Because those whites they're Protestants, so they don't give a rat's behind about them. The thing is, people have a right to protect their own ethnic identity in a small country like Italy. To be overran by a bunch of people that don't look like you, that's suicide. And anybody knows it. What happened to the teaching about the Tower of Babel? When God confused the languages, people kind of spread out into their own, you know, enclaves. See, this is what the Vatican II Church is at war, basically, with the Bible itself. When the Bible clearly talks about nations and languages and everything being plotted out by God himself, and the nations were separated for a reason, now you've got all these antichrists trying to turn the world back into this big babble, this big omelet of various peoples, rather than letting certain people decide, hey, we're going to maintain our identity and our culture and our language and everything else. So you have this forced kalergy garbage foisted upon all the majority white countries in the world. And they're trying it with Japan. They're trying it with Korea, with a bunch of Yemenis. And I had a video last week I was going to play where all these Koreans are like, oh, we don't want these people in our country. But no, they're not xenophobic. No, because see, they're Asians. They're not white. See, only whites can be xenophobic, trying to protect their basic homelands and so forth and so on. But I'll be done with that there. I'll leave that there. You remember Avicii, the Swedish dance music producer that died mysteriously of apparent suicide, what they say, some weeks back, and I covered it for a couple weeks. And I covered that video that he did for A Better Day, okay, where the whole video is the theme of the video for the song is about tracking down pedophiles and getting vengeance upon them. You know, later on, these kids grow up and then they start tracking down their traffickers and they start taking them out one by one. And they were branding, okay, they were branding these guys like with a pedo brand before they would kill them. Well, what's fascinating is this young rapper, this Italian girl, Danielle Bergoli, she's only like 14 or 15, and she's like some kind of SoundCloud sensation, and now she's been taken under the wing of this Illuminist industry. What I find fascinating now is she has just dropped a track called Trust Me. And I went onto YouTube, 3-point-something million views already. And the basic theme of this video, and she goes by the name Bad Barbie, B-H-A-D Barbie, Bad Barbie. And the name of the song is called Trust Me. I'll say it again, and you guys can dump it in the chat rooms. Oh, I forgot to plug the chats. IncendiaryRadio.Chatango.com, IncendiaryChat.Chatango.com, IncendiaryQuencher.Chatango.com. Bad Barbie. You can put it in the chat. If you go to the end, but what happens in the video is, and I watched it today, she's talking online with a creep, okay? And basically, she goes to meet this creep, and then she ties him up, you know, like they're about to do some nasty things, and then she brings out a hot brand that says pedo on it, and she brands it on his forehead, okay? And so it made me think of the Avicii video for A Better Day. So there's something going on here under the surface with the system now. Is it protecting itself? Whatever you want to say, now it's the cat's out of the bag. So now there's some sort of a damage control mechanism being laid in place where certain, I guess, people in the limelight, if you will, are being allowed to now go forward with like kind of an anti-pedo agenda. I don't know what this is. I don't know what the end game with this thing is, but there's some sort of a damage control mechanism that's been put into motion because a young girl that's been seen out with the Kardashians and other these rappers and so forth and so on, with her being able to put this song out, and there's something here. Now, is this a grassroots, just a worldwide anti-pedophile sentiment going on, whatever? I don't know. But I'm going to tie in with something else with this. Now, Ken, if you would get clip 5 ready. Now, Ken's been following this Jewish character named, he's an actor named Isaac Kappy, K-A-P-P-Y, and he looks mentally ill. But he's been in some acting projects, and, you know, he's got the profile on the actor database, the same as the Omar Mateen had, the Orlando Pulse nightclub so-called bad guy. Who knows what the real story was there. IMDb, that's it. But this Ken has been following what this guy's doing on Twitter, and this guy's been live streaming. But I'm going to play this video that he put out probably on Instagram or Periscope or something, but he's basically talking about he's spilling the beans further about how pervasive pedophilia is in Hollywood. We all know this, but there's these people now, and this could tie in with this damage control thing. I don't know, but let's go ahead and roll clip 5 and watch the language here too.
Shit on Twitter, that is true. Not something I wanted to say, but I'm fucking tired of people lying. I've watched these people just lie and 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 lie, and they will never fucking tell the truth. Seth Green, sorry, my man. Fucking so sorry. I never wanted to do this, but you're a pedophile.
This is Hollywood actor Isaac Kappy. Yesterday, amid all these revelations about the culture of pedophilia in Hollywood, Isaac Kappy took to Twitter and made some pretty strong accusations about some pretty famous people. He then live-streamed on both Instagram and Periscope, claiming that Twitter was shadow-banning him, that his friends weren't returning his phone calls, and that people were afraid. And while obviously it's up to you to decide whether or not you believe him, I think it's important, especially in this climate, that we at least listen to what he has to say.
I could not sit around one more day and just not say anything. It's Hollywood. It's like the whole thing. Casting directors, they will convince parents of kids to let them be abused for work and money. And a lot of these parents of showbiz kids have willingly signed off to have their kids abused. It's fucked up. And in that case, a lot of times you don't really even need money to be changed hands. You just need the, hey, we'll give you this and that. And it's, you know, it's an incestuous system. It's an evil system. Sorry that fucking town had to be torn apart by this. Like, it was gonna happen one way or another. Tell Joey and everybody, like, I'm sorry. Like, it just sucks. I know a lot of people didn't know. A lot of people didn't know. And, like, I just held this shit inside of me. And it sucks, man. Like, and I was concerned about my personal safety. I still am concerned about my personal safety. But you know what? At this point, I don't give a fuck. I reached out to a bunch of people. I was like, yo, I really want to come out and fucking... I want to come out in public. I want to, like, I want to make this shit public. People are afraid to do it.
I did verify his identity. He is who he says he is. It's impossible to verify what he says is true, but like I said, I think it's important that we at least listen. And quite frankly, if what he says is true, law enforcement should get involved. Regardless, I think it's easy to tell that he's a troubled young man, and that one way or another he needs help. Hopefully more people can come forward, and we can get a clearer picture as to really what is going on in Hollywood.
We've got the momentum. We need to bring the awareness. People don't know. They know that shit's fucked up, but they don't know how fucked up shit is. They don't know how controlled everything is.
For Blackpilled, I'm Devin Stack.
All right. So, you know, this is a massive problem, and... you know, Weinstein being sacrificed. You know, we went into like the rise of the female figures, and it's almost like the kind of the emasculation, the purposeful and planned almost bring down of the big wig male Hollywood types. And look, if you're a creep and you've been screwing with kids your whole life, you deserve to be brought down. But there's another agenda here as well, like the ascendancy of the Oprah types and so forth and so on. So this is hard to kind of gauge what the story is here. But that all that witch stuff I covered last week with Hillary and the Argento – And all these people, you know, with kind of like the witch language and all that with the letter and all that I covered last week. Very weird, weird stuff. But let's get into let's move on to this. And the wives, and this kind of is an interesting segue. The wives of some of these characters that have been in big in the news, like Rosenstein and Strzok and some of these others, are some serious power players in this deep state apparatus as well. If you would get clip 7 ready. You know, and this, you know, Tom Daschle and his wife being a big lobbyist, remember Senator Tom Daschle, this is from the 90s, but Bill and Hillary. There's been all these power couples in the political world where one of them is more visible and the other one is more on the invisible side, but they're big movers and shakers as well. Some interesting stuff here, and this is about how deep the deep state really goes. And let's roll clip 7. Very interesting.
Hi, Steve here. Pay very close attention to what I'm going to share with you now, because it will connect the dots to the people and the events happening in this country right now. The lawlessness and the belligerence to being transparent and truthful before the American people is stunning. We have a so-called Department of Justice who won't even comply with the Congress and the Senate's request for information. And it's the law. We always hear about Rod Rosenstein, Peter Strzok, and all these men at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. But we never hear about the women behind the scenes who may be more powerful than they are. The deep state seems to have a gender equality clause in the performance of their anti-government duties. Behind some of these deep state puppets, who are all male, lies their deep state wives, who have considerably more power than they do. Let's look at the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's wife, Lisa Barsoomian, Assistant Head of FBI Counterintelligence Bill Priestap's wife, who is the Associate Director of the SEC, and now the wife of Peter Strzok, Melissa Hodgson. We have a pattern in which the male publicly known figure has even a more powerful spouse who operates in the shadows. All of them have direct links back into the criminal behaviors of either the Clintons or the Bush family. Think about this reality. America has become an intended monarchy in which the royal families are the Bush and Clinton families. President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, from 1988 to 1992. President Bill Clinton, 92 to 2000. President of the United States, George W. Bush, 2000 to 2008. Of course, we had a brief respite from the monarchy when we had Obama, or whoever he really is, from 2008 to 2016, with Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, from 2008 to 2012. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be coronated president and serve from 2016 through 2024, but that didn't happen the way they planned. When we look at the Bush-Clinton dynasty and their puppet Obama, we were supposed to have 36 years of fascist, totalitarian, and anti-American rule. This would have been enough to completely sink the country. Fortunately, the bulk of the American voters woke up long enough to elect Donald Trump, and now the deep state and their controllers are in a state of panic. The deep state minions have wives, causing more damage to America, but they're in the background. They're in the shadows. For anyone who doubts the veracity, power, and true existence of a deep state, this should help you understand this undeniable reality. Now Brett Kavanaugh has been nominated for the Supreme Court. Here's the relationship between Kavanaugh's wife and the Bush family. Prescott Bush was found guilty of violating the Trading with the Enemies Act in World War II, but because he was the head of the USO, he was given a pass because of the potential damage done to service personnel morale. George Bush and 9/11 and the presidential order that led to the concealment of physical evidence after the investigation was concluded. This is what LBJ did with the JFK assassination evidence. George H.W. Bush was the director of the CIA and, according to most researchers, was involved in the assassination of JFK. He was the first to label the New World Order and predicted its success. Neil Bush was involved in a dirty bank scandal in Colorado. President George H.W. Bush closed Fitzsimmons Army Hospital and Lowry Air Force Base in retaliation for Colorado legal authorities pursuing his little boy, Neil. The Bush crime family syndicate were major players in the growth of the private prison system, which has ripped off all 50 states and the taxpayers of billions of dollars. This is only a small sample of the Bush family corruption. The Kavanaughs were and remain very close allies. The Bush family attended the Kavanaughs' wedding, and they remain close personal friends to this day. Now on to Rod Rosenstein's wife, Lisa Barsoomian. Lisa Barsoomian is the poster child for the deep state. In organized crime terminology, we could categorize at least some of her duties as that of being the cleaner. The cleaner is called to the scene of the crime and erases all the evidence. She has definitely served in that capacity. She's the ultimate shot blocker, as she's also served as the guardian of the deep state secrets gate. In the days of Janet Reno's tenure as Attorney General, privacy activists' request for information about the FBI carnivore email surveillance system were received and ignored by the FBI. It took a court action to partially release a small part of the program, which showed that the system erased Fourth Amendment protections for all Americans.
I'll go ahead and pause it right there. We'll return after this.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Alright, we're back. Now, I'm just going to leave that video where it's at. I'm not going to resume it, but, you know, it's funny how you research things and it goes in one part of the brain and out the other, but this has been around for a while. Meet Lisa H. Barsoomy and the wife of whom? Rod Rosenstein, of course. But U.S. attorney that graduated from Georgetown Law, Jesuit Law, protege of Comey and Mueller. Barsoomy, with her boss R. Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Lawrence also represented Mueller 3 times, Comey 5 times, Barack Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sebelius 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary 17. Someone out there cares so much that the internet has been purged of all information pertaining to Barsoomy. Historically, this indicates the individual is a protected CIA operative. Well, she went to Georgetown. CIA is full of the Georgetown and, of course, Skull and Bones types, Scroll and Key Harvard types, and you know what I'm saying. specialized in opposing FOIA requests on behalf of the intelligence community. And although Barsoomian has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. Office of the U.S. Attorney, her email address is Lisa Barsoomian at NIH.government, National Institutes of Health. A tactic routinely used by the CIA to protect an operative by using another government organization to shield their activities, also called, and this is me, sheep dipping. Although, remember all the lieutenant colonels I talk about, Oliver North and what's his face out there, the Temple of Set guy. Anyway, all these lieutenant colonels, Anthony Schaefer, Oliver North, Michael Aquino, Bob McGinnis. I mean, there's tons of these lieutenant colonels floating around. You're like, well, how come these guys never got promoted? Because guess what? They did get promoted just into the intelligence community, where they still maintain their uniform, blah, blah, blah. And then they're going around overthrowing countries and doing Iran-Contra and things like that. You know, as when I was a kid, and I've mentioned this numerous times, when I was younger in the Marine Corps, I was like, how did a lieutenant colonel get grilled and thrown under the bus for Iran-Contra? And there was no generals and blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, because Ollie North was – who's head of the NRA now, by the way. But they sheep-dipped these guys into bigger and better things. And then the tarred-down, you know, American public, oh, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. No. He's got a three-letter, you know, agency. But, yeah, there's a whole lot out here in some of these sites that are exposing, you know, the whole wives of some of these characters that are in a public eye. You know, and sometimes I forget about this, and I know that, you know, this is kind of a synergistic relationship, kind of how this weird stuff works. So let's move on. We're coming up on the break again, and I was just going through some of my notes throughout the week. And I was listening to a program, and remember the move of the embassy to Jerusalem, the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And I was driving, down the highway, and I thought of the burdensome stone prophecy, all that basically get involved with this whole thing. It's like they're taking on a burdensome stone when they're talking about Jerusalem. And so now our embassy gets moved to Jerusalem, and so we've got the burdensome stone and basically all the warnings that come with it in the Bible about assuming the weight of this burdensome stone. And so the embassy, and that just popped into my head. And I was listening to Rick Adams, a little bit of his program, the whole thing with Les Moonves of CBS, married to the Asian lady who's on one of the Views or one of that for a while, grandnephew of David Ben-Gurion, very, very interesting there that this mogul, the head of CBS, the grandnephew of David Ben-Gurion, and then Rick went on to kind of connect that with the John F. Kennedy assassination. So you got the head of CBS who's related to the man, if you buy into the Final Judgment, Michael Collins Piper angle on the JFK hit. They still got their people in place, don't they? I'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
right, we're back. Here we go. Republic Broadcasting Network, Incendiary Radio. Now, I wanted to get to this, and I got Jeff on the line, wants to come on. Jeff from Idaho. So check this out. And I didn't get this last week. Notorious Israeli-linked terror journalist Richard Gutjahr crushed by German courts. Remember the amazing terror journalist Richard Gutjahr, the man with the uncanny ability to show up pre-positioned to take iconic footage of Islamic terror attacks? Gutjahr, married to Israeli black ops specialist Einat Wilf, remember I covered all this, you know, back when all this was going on, just happened to be on the balcony in Nice, France, to film the beginning of the truck attack. His footage was essentially the only footage of the event ever seen by the world. Then 1 week later, Gutjahr and his daughter both just happened to be at the shopping mall in Munich, where the next big Islamic terror event burst into the headlines. Once again, MSN led with Gutjahr's and his daughter's footage. I wonder if he's tied in with old Rita Katz as well. I don't know. It takes chutzpah to pre-position yourself to get the lead footage of two terror attacks 1 week and 800 kilometers apart. But it takes even more chutzpah to sue journalists who report your apparent foreknowledge. Gutjahr, apparently not lacking in chutzpah, sued German journalist Gerhard Wisniewski for reporting the highly suspicious facts. But even in Zionist-owned and operated Germany, and American-occupied as well with our troops, since such chutzpah, and now there's legalized prostitution and every kind of depravity, animal brothels and all the weird trash going over there, you know, you just insane. Such chutzpah was too much for the courts to stomach. Below is Wisniewski's report on his legal victory over the hapless Gutjahr, a more obvious terror suspect than Bin Laden ever was, who obviously needs to be arrested and interrogated. Anybody out there who can rendition him? And that was from Kevin Barrett over at Veterans Today. I wanted to get that one in because these false flags and these operations come and go so fast that even sharp-minded people, and I don't claim to be one, but even sharp-minded people get this false flag fatigue where facts and figures and names and events, you start losing them because it's just an overwhelming flood of crap coming your way every day, every week, every month, to the point where you're just like, oh, crap, I forgot about that one and that one and that one and that one. And I cover this all the time, but ad nauseum. But this is – I haven't heard the name Richard Gutjahr. And I was like, oh, gosh, that seemed like eons ago, but it wasn't. That's what's so weird about all this. And with this like I say, this cascading sequence of events that rushes at us so fast, it's like this acceleration to the point where you can't – it's – And I haven't done a good job of documenting it and keeping a good record of it. I mean, I guess my archives would be good, but heck, those can be zapped at any moment. So anyway, let's bring on Jeff from Idaho and see what he's got for us today. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Robert. Thanks for letting me break into your program.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a DIA sheep-dipped lieutenant colonel, but don't let anyone know, okay? All right.
Right.
So This is from Anna's article on Friday, and it's the fifth paragraph from the bottom. The title is, Here It Is All Tied Up in a Bow. And I'm going to basically read that paragraph, and then I'm going to read the whole article because I want it on air because I want to try and get some donations for Anna. Also, please note that we are not in any kind of abeyance and that Donald J. Trump is qualified and has been bonded to enter the actual office of the President of the United States of America. Okay, you remember in the 1990s where the guy became the de jure the de jure governor of Colorado, you remember that? And they ran it up the NSC, and they said, "What is this guy doing?" And the DIA came back and they said, "Well, yeah, he's allowed to do that." You remember that in the 90s?
I don't know. It's ringing a bell, but go ahead.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter because one of my law professors, Dr. Rivera at organiclaws.org, basically shows how Washington, when he took the first oath, basically changed roles because there's basically two roles. There's Office of the President of the United States and there's Office of the President of the United States of America. Anna basically just said the de jure Office of the President of the United States of America. Okay, so let me go back. I just want to kind of read through this because this is a good summary of really what's going on that is going to blow up in August, okay? Friday, July 27th. Many people are still having a hard time grasping at what went on here. Even after the research has been done and published and researched and affirmed again, the states went into war and the Civil War were federal-level Confederate states. Yes, there were Confederate states along with the Civil War. Those states of states were formed in 1871 under the Articles of Confederation, and this is what Dr. Rivera talks about. You know, one USC.
That's Edwin Rivera, right?
No, it's not. It's not Pieces of Eight, Edwin Rivera. It's Ed Rivera, right?
Okay.
He was a bar attorney from '73, and he got $30 million off of property taxes in California in 2005, and they disbarred him. Okay, so basically, then he started a. Basically, edrivera.com, which was a free site, and now it's a learned site on www.organiclaws.org. And if you buy the government printing office's One USC, it is the first four organic laws, the Declaration of Independence, okay, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and the Constitution. All four of those laws are still active. Okay, so we've had this federation, Union of States Doing Business as the United States of America, since September 9th. 1776. And a few years later, we've had the Confederation of States known as the States of America formed under the Articles of Confederation, March 1, 1781. The members of the States of the American Confederation were all corporate entities doing business using the name in the form of State of Georgia, State of Ohio, State of Massachusetts, etc. They got along well enough and exercised the delegated powers under the federal Constitution, the Constitution for the small United States of America, from 1787 till 1861. When some of the Confederate states broke away from the original Confederation and formed their own group, the Confederate States of America. So, not all Confederate states were in rebellion against the original Confederation. They were union states of the states like the state of Ohio, the state of Wisconsin, that elected to stay loyal to the original Confederation, formed under the Articles of Confederation, and the breakaway states of the states that wanted to go their own way, the southern members that formed the CSA. And none of these had anything to do with the actual sovereign states of the original Federation. The United States of America and their members, Ohio, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, etc., this existed at the same time. The American Civil War was a catfight among commercial business entities and their backers, what we call a mercenary war. This is why there is no actual declaration of war associated with the Civil War, and there was no actual peace treaty ending it. Okay? It wasn't really a war, and Abraham Lincoln wasn't really a president of the country either, but that's another story. For now, we want to follow the thread of what happened. In 1863, the Northern Confederation states of states were bankrupt. Abraham Lincoln signed the Lieber Code, General Order 100, which is the first executive order as Commander-in-Chief of the General Army of the Republic. The next day, he entered the Northern Confederation of Federal States into bankruptcy. He made his army responsible for the duties of the federal states of states during their bankruptcy. After the hostility ceased 2 years later in 1865, the federal states of states in the North were still in reorganization, and the South states of states were in ruins and total disarray. Britain saw its chance. It came in via the guise of their banks acting as creditors to the northern states of states and proposed to substitute British-backed territorial states of states for the federal states of states we are owed. Thus, in 1868, the state of Georgia was surreptitiously mothballed, and the British territorial equivalent, the state of Georgia, took over. It was a commercial fraud aimed at commandeering our federal government by Britain, and it worked. As a result, the federal part of the federal government has been mothballed and held in abeyance for 150 years, while the actual international government owed to this country, the United States of America, unincorporated, has been vicariously represented mostly by perpetrators of the aforementioned crime. The actual international government that delegated the delegated powers in the first place, the United States of America, was left ineffective and unable to contract and assemble their member states, cut off from its sources of revenue, and its executive officers mercilessly hunted, murdered by British sympathizers and spies. Fast forward to 1933, the British territorial interlopers have made a mess of things and let international bankers manipulate and destroy our stock market for their profit. The Great Depression socks down. Millions of Americans lose their homes and farms and businesses. The banks buy up everything in sight for pennies on the dollar, profiting from the disaster they created for exactly this purpose. As part of the cleanup, FDR pulled the biggest identity theft in history, declaring that we were all franchised of the British territorial United States government. That is, he seized ownership and copyright of our given trade names and stole our most private property from us, our identities, falsifying them and offering them these new franchises as chattel backing government debt. Remember Philip Drew, the administrator, how basically he was whispering in the ear of Woodrow Wilson, to start World War One. Essentially, this thing was essentially how you pledge your biological property through an old 8,000-year Masonic thing of pledging. Okay, the theft was unobservable and unconscionable. On paper, there is no way to tell the difference between the trade name of a living man John, Mark, Doe, all those first letters are capitalized, and the name of the territorial foreign status trust doing business as, in quotes, John Mark Doe. Millions upon millions of Americans were thus kidnapped in the foreign jurisdiction of the British territorial United States and mischaracterized and impersonating in this fashion without their knowledge. It was and is a commercial crime of staggering proportions. In order to legalize this theft, the Congress then published its intent as House Joint Resolution 192, Public Act Law 73-1, UCC 103-104C, and numerous court cases were fought. Guaranteed Trust Company of New York versus Henwood, 307 U.S. 247 FN3, Spencer versus Sterling Bank, 63 California Appellate Court, 4th, 1055, 1998. Okay, so I'll just basically stop reading there, Robert. That's about half the article. But the important thing I was trying to get to is that Anna basically has conveyed this information to Trump over the past 18 months. They basically have sent out, remember how we talked about this the last time we talked, that Trump had basically sent out these lawyers and researchers and archivists and had verified Anna's material. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the follow-up that I think is really going on for what's, you know how the Bilderbergers get together and they market their August plan of what destruction they're going to do in September?
Yeah.
Well, this is the pre-plan that Anna has torpedoed those guys. And so it looks to me, from just looking at this stuff, that at some point Donald Trump has basically been given the de jure presidency with the commander-in-chief powers that Lincoln had to basically implement what I talked about before, what I read on air, Libor Code 100-32. Okay.
Well, that's our Civil War footing and able to basically military government. And so forth and so on.
Right, where the Army Field Manual is control of the Bar Association. And what's going on now is because the military's control of how the bar operated, this is where I think all these huge 100,000 things that I listed on that Google Doc thing, if you ever got a chance to look at it, on those sealed and unsealed warrants, are getting ready to hit. So if she's publishing on Friday, July 27th about this, that means things are getting ready to go big.
I'm looking at that article that you were reading out of, and I wanted to pop a few other things out of here. Senator Joe Biden, Jesuit Joe Biden, was a senator from Delaware. And it goes on about the...
Chancery Court. It's Catholic Chancery Court. That's right.
Yeah, but hold on. Privately owned and operated governmental services corporation chartered in Delaware by the Roman Catholic Church and calling itself the United States of America. And then it gets on to where it talks about Prince Philip collected $950 trillion worth of life force value annuities from the bankruptcy of Canada Incorporated. And so it's a pretty fascinating article as you go on. Go ahead.
This is really what's going on for all the distraction. Like all the cuss words that those guys are saying out there, they're trying to cover up this, okay? And Donald Trump basically right now is in the scenario where he studied this stuff over the past year. He's let the Russian meddling thing be in the news to basically distract while he's implementing this plan. Anna and these guys wouldn't be divulging this stuff if it wasn't so far along that this would change in the plans that are in place. You understand what I'm saying? As a sheep dip DIA, call-in, right?
Yeah. So what do you think of, what she's talking about? We have called the actual states to assemble, and they're doing so. American is being told to get their political status.
They've already gotten the 50 states, Robert. They've already gotten the 50 state people that are basically de jure citizenship to basically come together in a real Continental Congress, an Article 5 Continental Congress.
Hold on. Mark Levin, you know, is a big Article 5 guy. Now he's off in the left.
But all these guys are going the wrong angle. They're going the de facto state of state, not the de jure, okay?
Yeah.
In the 1868 Expatriation Act, after they passed all this garbage, okay, you were allowed to basically expatriate after reading that information, but they basically have made this thing so slick with the lawyers and all the other stuff. This is how they've got us into World War One. This is actually how the American Empire was started, Robert, okay?
Yeah.
They basically did how they were going to basically do the coaling takeover of Hawaii, how they're basically going to... How Teddy Roosevelt, in the book called The Imperial Cruise, how they're going to basically force Japan to attack Russia in 1905, remember that? And that was funded by, a lot of the Jewish bankers, with gold, to make a modern navy for Japan. Then basically Japan basically said, oh, we're not going to be doing this again, and they They said, you know, we need to protect ourselves with mercantilism. And so this is how the 1900s have basically got World War One, you know, where the British basically have condescended to basically doing this through the invisible control of the District of Columbia. So I'm just saying that this is, I think, what is making these guys raving lunatics. But it's too late. The plan's actually been uncovered, and there's no backup plan. This is why everyone is running around with a chicken like their head cut off, and all they can do is cuss, but it's still not kicked off of YouTube. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a total distraction to take away from this, which is the real deal, I think. That's all I got, Robert.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
See you guys on the other side of the break, folks.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Cindy Erie Radio on RBN. Now, you know, with the stuff with Anna Von Wright and that sort of thing, hey, I want good things to happen, just like I want the plan to save the world. I want good things to happen. I want to see good win over evil. But I'm also, I bring a healthy leeriness to, you know, waiting for things to happen. I want to see things happen. I want to talk about this. We got a couple minutes. The Korean veterans' remains being released from North Korea back to the United States. And I'm sure you've all seen the footage and the news reports. Did any of else of you get a sick feeling when you saw all these United Nations flags draped over the remains? Did any of you, did that trigger anything in any of you, especially you guys that were veterans of the military? Remember Michael New back in the 90s under Clinton, that he basically got discharged because he wouldn't wear the UN beret and any UN insignia on his uniform? And now all of these guys whose remains have been allegedly kept since the 50s in the Korean War, they get to come back home in United Nations flags and not freaking American flags. I mean, gee whiz. Back in the 90s, you know, right before they pulled this false flag in Oklahoma City, there was a real traditional Americana resistance movement brewing, and John Stadtmiller and folks talk about it, you know, because they were a little bit older during that time. I was just in my 20s getting out of the military. Clinton came in and, well, he won his election in 92. He came in January of 93. I got out of the military in 93. So he was only my commie in chief for a few months, but most of the military was totally couldn't stand Clinton. We, you know, they got wind of his loathe for the military and all this, and some of the younger listeners won't really get this, but that really chapped me when I saw the UN flags, this communist Alger Hiss United Nations with all the weird murals and in the meditation room and all the weird trash built on the slaughterhouse, former slaughterhouse property donated by the Rockefellers. I mean, the whole United Nations thing is evil. And this little wench, Nikki Haley up there. It's just the whole thing makes you want to vomit. There's the music. We will see you guys top of the hour coming up.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.